Hello, hello, hello. I am Alicia Richard, and I would like to say thank you so much for listening to A Rich Life Podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. So today's episode is going to be a tad bit different because, for one, I just woke up and I just started thinking about the podcast, and I just randomly had a topic to come to my mind, and I just wanted to talk about it. To be honest, y'all, it's like 2:52 in the morning, and I just woke up in the middle of the night, couldn't go to sleep. And the thing that came to me is, what if we all showed up and give life like 100%? So I'll say that again. What would this world be like if we all gave life like 100%? Like, if you really did all the things that you wanted to do, and myself included, like if we did all the things that we know we should do, and those things are like, and you know me, those things are eating healthy. Those things are going to sleep, going to bed on time. Those things are, you know, reading and praying and meditating every single day. Those things that we should be doing are spending some valuable time with our family and making that eye contact. Those other things could be, you know, writing out those dreams and those goals, and not just writing them out, but we are taking action. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and I wanted to tell you, girl or boy or whoever is listening to this podcast, I need us to show up. And a lot of times we don't show up because we are afraid of what people may say. We are afraid of how others may perceive us. And I'll tell you from an example for me and myself, a lot of times I say like these episodes are for me first. Honestly, I do get scared. I get scared of showing up on social media. Like, it's so easy for me to like just do this podcast because I know that I'm talking to you, but I'm in your ear, and this is where you could feel me. And going on Instagram and doing a post, I'm like, oh, sometimes that kind of just, I don't know, it just puts me in a place, you know? A lot of times with me, I have struggled a lot with just my body image. You know, like I've been a part of the itty bitty titty committee for a long time, my whole life. And I'm like, sweet Jesus, I'm a 32 year old and I am still in an A cup. And sometimes the A cups are too big. Like, and some of those things stop me from showing up in the world. Really, like it stops me because I kind of just get comfortable. But what I want us to do is to really just show up. I want you to figure out, how can you show up in the world? How can you make somebody a better person? One thing for me, and I'm just saying, because I just want to be open and transparent with you all through this journey as we are living a rich life. One thing for me is I want to be real, and I want you to be real. And I know so many pastors and preachers and teachers and people who are just not real. I mean, honestly, so many people are in just, you know, just certain areas in their life, and they're not telling us the truth. And what I want to be, and what I want you to be, and what I think the world should be, is where we are ourselves unapologetically, and that we are doing what we preach. We are practicing what we're preaching. We are living, you know, what we say people should live. And I know that, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know, I know that everyone's human. Yeah. And I also know that we should be held accountable as well. So as you lead, I want you to be real. Now, I'll tell you one thing about my realness, and I'm just being authentic because, hey, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm on a microphone. and my husband is away at a coaches convention, and I miss him. So, hey, I'm like, I can't talk to him, so let me just talk to the podcast. But one thing about me is, and I'm just going to be honest, I have sister locks in my hair, and I chose to do sister locks because they're natural and because I didn't want to do the weave thing. And I got tired of doing weaves. So weaves to me, this is just me, I'm just speaking. If you got weave in your hair, girl, you rock your hair. Like, however it is, boo, you rock that sewing, that crochet and box braids, whatever. But I'm just saying, for me, I love being natural. I love that my hair is natural. I love that my fingernails are real. I love that my titties are real. I mean, to be honest, I love that my hips and my thighs and my legs are real. So I do a lot of things because I want to be a physical representation of what real is. Now, granted, now I'm going to tell you this, my eyebrows, I need a little help there because I absolutely have no eyebrows. So I do wear like makeup, but for the most part, I want everything to be real about me. Because I feel like when you are showing up being real and authentic in who you are, the world notices that. And I want that for you too. So what is your realness? How can you show up authentically as yourself? You know, I mean, I know a lot of us wear makeup and makeup is fine, you know. But when I do my makeup, I do wear like just make it look a little more natural and just kind of just to balance out my skin tone. But other than that, I want to be real, and I am real. So when I tell you, you know, let's exercise or let's eat right, or, you know, let's just be ourselves, I'm really doing all that I can on my side. So if you haven't been following me on either Instagram or Facebook, you actually see this journey, and this is a journey. So what I want us all to do from this day forward is to show up, be authentic, and be real. The world needs real people. We have enough fake people out there, like for real. We have enough fakes. We have enough, you know, people who are telling us to live a certain way or telling us to do certain things, and they aren't doing it themselves. And to me, that's disappointing. It really is, because I feel like we all should be held up to a certain standard. In this day and age, like, kind of like no excuses. Like, why are you complaining? Like, you know, there is enough inspiration and motivation out in this world that will keep you going every single day. There is no excuse. Like, it's not. For me, what I do to really just stay inspired and how I continue to live a rich life is, honestly, y'all, I keep people like Les Brown in my ears. I keep people in my ears like Eric Thompson or E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. I listen to Rachel Hollis all the time. I love Jasmine Starr. Oh, gosh, I listen to T.D. Jakes a lot. I listen to, like, you know, a good bit of podcasts as well. I love Terry Savelle Foy. Another thing that I just keep in my ear, I love Brenda Burchard. It's another podcast that I like. It's called Don't Keep Your Day Job. I love that podcast. It's a few, the Influencers Podcast, Jenner Kutcher, and I'm just naming all of these things because there are so many resources out there that can help us stay motivated. And that's how I'm able to show up and do this podcast every single week, because I have people in my ear all the time. If you ask my husband, like, who's Alicia listening to? Like, he will tell you, I wake up like T.D. Jakes. I wake up, you know, because I want that. I need that. And I want you to do the same thing. If it's either listening to a Rich Life podcast or, you know, whoever you could draw your inspiration from, I need you to keep listening. And when you listen, there's a scripture, and I'm not going to start preaching, but it's something like, he who has an ear, let them hear. And that's what keeps us motivated. That's what keeps me inspired. That's what keeps me going every single day, because these are people that I look up to. And I want you to find that person that will inspire you to keep going. I want you to find that person that inspires you to be real. I want you to find that person that helps you, that picks you up and say, look, girl, you gotta stay focused, boo. Because if you don't, then 5 or 6 years from now, you're gonna wish you did. So another thing that really, really keeps me going is I know that, like, life, and I want us all to live a fulfilled life. And like how I said, I'm like, this is just me being transparent right now. Literally, it's like 3:01, sweet Jesus. I'm going to sleep, but I want to talk to you just for a little bit, because there's not enough people in our ears that we could just talk to and be like just real with. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times we could go to church. Yeah, I love going to church, but what am I going to listen to in the middle of the week? What am I going to have on Monday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday when I feel like I'm just low, you know? And I want you to come back to this place and be like, this is a safe place. This is a safe place where I feel like, you know, I know that I can do better. I will do better. And I know that I have a gift, a dream, a goal that I need to accomplish. Girl, I want you to be inspired. So from this day forward, let's really go in just integrity and just knowing that the world is ours. The world is what we create. And a lot of times we look at what is today. We look at right now. We look at what today is. And as a dreamer, sometimes looking at what today is can sometimes be discouraging, because we dream all of the time, but we're not in our dream houses yet. We dream all of the time, but we don't have that bank account yet. And we dream all of the time, but it's just going to take us time just to get there. So there's another scripture that says, look at me, be not weary in well-doing, because in due season you will reap if you faint not. So let's not faint. And let's begin to just start planting the harvest. And let's start growing as much as we can every single day. So if you actually showed up as being yourself, if you actually showed up as just being real, what would the world be like if you just show up just eating healthy so that you could feel better in your body? I'll tell you this, y'all, like, since I've been working out in this episode, yeah, I want you to know me better. So yeah, I'm gonna let you know, like, yeah, this is me right now. But as I've been working out, like, I've been feeling so much better. Like, I feel like I've never been high before, but I'm just saying, like, I just feel like on cloud nine. Like, when I finish working out, I feel so good. And I want you to do the same. I want you to get that joy too. Like, you know, I want you to get that joy. I want you to feel life inside of you, because every breath is precious. Every day that we wake up is good. Like, this is a good thing. And I want you to know what that feels like. I want you to know what it is to live a rich life. And living a rich life, I say it all the time, is not just about your bank account. That's a part of it. But living a rich life means that you are rich in your relationships. Who are your friends? Who are in your circles? And who are you conversating with? Do they believe in your dreams? So when you live a rich life, it's about your surroundings. When you live a rich life, it's about who you are. It's your authentic self. Because when you live a rich life, you don't show up as being fake, but we don't do that. And if you have fake hair, you gonna rock your fake hair. But as for me, I'm gonna rock my sister locks. No shade or nothing. I'm just saying. So let's show up being real. Let's show up being real in our attitude, in our presence, in the way that we see ourselves. Because when we see ourselves in the light, then the world will see us in the light. So let's show up. So my question to you is, what would this world be like if you really gave it 100% or just 1,000%? And a lot of times I get on myself, because every day I want to show up being better. Every day I want to show up and I want to do just a little bit more, because I keep challenging myself. Even when I don't feel like working out, I do it anyway. Even when I don't feel like reading, I do it anyway. And this is a journey for both me and you. Now, am I perfect? Heck no. But you know what? I'm trying and I'm showing up. And that's what I want you to do. I need you. Girl, I need you to show up. I need you to dream and not just dream it. Don't just dream when you are sleeping. I'll say that again. Don't just dream when you are sleeping. But I need you to dream during the day and not just when you're taking a nap. But I need you to show up. And I think that's why our surroundings and why, you know, things are the way that they are, because we're not showing up. So, you know, you complain about what's going on. Well, what are you doing to fix it? What are you doing to make the world better? How are you doing that? And a lot of times we do waste our time, like for real. But what I want us to do is to like get a schedule established where we'll know what we are doing. And I have some episodes coming up about that. What I need you to do is, girl, like get your life right. Get your life right. And I'm going to say that again. And guess what? I am moving my head like for real, for real. Like I am talking to you as you drive or as you wash the dishes or as you fold your clothes or as you edit your pictures or as you fix your hair or as you put on your makeup, whatever you may be doing, as you are changing your son's or your daughter's diaper, as you are sitting preparing your dinner, I need you to get your life and do it now. Like, this is a wake-up call for us all, because time is winding up. Like, it's almost December. Someone told me at the store the other day, they're like, we getting ready to put out Halloween stuff. I said, what? Halloween? Really? Jesus. So what I want you to do is just to show up. When you show up authentically, you have no time to judge other people. You know, like, we that do live a rich life, we notice what other people are doing. We make a mental note of it, and then we do better with ourselves. That's the way I approach life. I see, you know, like what others do around me, and I'll be like, you know what? Mm-mm, that doesn't cut. And I make the changes that I need to make in my life. So instead of me, you know, going and talking about a person or being like, you know, they did that or, you know, they did this. No, I tell myself, self, if you are going to be a leader, then you're going to be a good leader. A lot of times I have to say self, you know, like when I see how other people are spending their money and I'm like, self, you need to start saving your money. If I see other people who are, you know, maybe have an illness or just like just struggling in a certain area. And I know some things come and we cannot help, but there are certain things that do come and we can help. So a lot of times I have these pep talks with myself and I say, self, you're going to get it together. I don't care what's going on around you. You are going to get it together. I am going to get it together. So what I need you to do in closing, because I'm almost at my 20 minutes, but I need us to show up. And I say this a lot. I want us to show up in a dynamic way. Let's just not like half do it. Let's all the way do it. And people will either be intimidated by you or people will praise you, but whatever people's reaction to you showing up to be and do your greatness, look, you doing you. So whatever they have to say, it doesn't even matter. There are like 7 billion people in this world, or even more. You have a place in this world. I have a place in this world. We all have a place in this world. And regardless if there are millions of other people that are doing it, you are doing it the way that you are supposed to be doing it. So I need you to make your mark today. I need you to not just write the plans out, but I need you to do it. You know how many times I would talk to people and they'll be like, girl, you know, I'm going to get it together soon. When are you going to get it together? Like, for real. And that is with myself included. I'll be like, girl, Leisha, when are you going to get it together? As I roll my eyes in my head, like, come on. But for real. And you know what? I'll say this and I'll stop. But on this journey, it is almost like every day you are going to start over. That's why it's like brand new mercies or something like that. Are the mercies are new every morning. I don't know. I'm not like a Bible scholar, but some way, somehow, we get a new start like every single day. So you don't have to wait till it's like January to be like, you know, I am going to start January the 1st. No, like, let's start now. So every single day, you know what? Sometimes, and I'll tell you about me because I'm just being honest in this episode. A lot of times I have to start over even in the middle of the day. And I'll be like, you know what? I have popcorn. And it wasn't just any popcorn. Sometimes I'll eat like the sweet and salty popcorn. Girl, those things are like so good. But I start over in the middle of the day. I'll be like, you know what? From this moment on, I'm going to do better. And just challenge yourself to do better. And it's not a thing of looking down on yourself when you make a mistake. Just pick yourself back up and be like, you know what? I'm going to keep going. So what I need you to do is every single day, start over. Do it again. And make it count, you know? So let's just live a rich life together. You know, like, let's just do this. Let's just do this. And if you are listening to me and you feel like something about this episode has truly, truly, truly helped you and blessed your life, I need you to share this because we don't share enough. And as I always say, sharing is caring. So I need you to share this episode. Share it with your best friend that you know that can just do better. Share it with your mom or your sister or your brother, whoever may be in your corner. Like, let's start sharing these episodes and really letting people know, like, we got to show up, y'all. Like, time waits on nobody. Regardless, I don't care how long I'm doing this podcast, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the sun is still going to come up at the same time because time ain't waiting on me. And that's the same thing with you. Time is not waiting on you. All we're doing is we're just growing and we're getting older. So we don't have any more time to waste. So from here on out, let's show up as our authentic self, being real. Even if it's in an A cup. Shout out to all my A cup girls out there. But if you don't have an A cup boo, that's okay. Like, we love you too. So let's show up as our real selves. Let's make sure that we are just real and that we are just making our mark. So let's do that. The other thing that I talked about, let's really just be us and know that we don't have any time to waste. And when you show up in the world as yourself, like, that's when things begin to happen. That's when you'll be able to see more, to do more, experience more, when you show up as yourself. So my mom always say, why should you be a carbon copy when you are like a dynamite original? So I need you to be yourself. I need you to show up. So once again, thank you for listening to my voice and thank you for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. And can I'm gonna also say this before I leave. I pray for y'all. Seriously, I do. A lot of times I say, like, I don't know who's listening to my voice on a weekly basis, and I'm about to get emotional, sweet Jesus. I don't know who listens to my voice. I can't see you like in person, but when I come to this mic, I take it seriously because the podcast is a place that I love. I love being behind this microphone. I love showing up every single week. And I want you to change your life. I do. Like, I seriously want you to. I want you to do better. And we all know how to do better, but we just don't do it all of the time. So for me, and I've got tears rolling down my eyes, I want somebody to come and tell me, Alicia, because of your podcast, I decided to change my life. And this is what I think life is about, making those small changes. So I pray for y'all every day. And I know I don't talk like religiously on the podcast all the time, but I pray for y'all. I don't know all of y'all's names, but I just say, God, just bless my podcast listeners. Keep them and protect them and just let them know that they are loved and appreciated. And I pray all the time for y'all. So I hope that you all are praying for me. Be like, God, give her a message that is so good while I'm riding to my job. But this is honestly a place that I honestly love. And I love a rich life because I see what you all can become. And I believe in that. I want you to build that business. I want you to be a good mom. I want you to be a good wife, a good sister, a good mentor, a good coach, a good cook. I want you to work out like really, really good. And then you'll be like, Leisha, look. I really just want you to be showing up. And that's why I'm so passionate about showing up every single week. Because I want your life to be better. I think that's the best way I could put it. So thank you so much for listening to A Rich Life. And I cannot wait to see and to witness and to live and see what this thing is going to blossom into and how many lives I can impact. So I may not be able to hug everyone individually. And my grandmother says this all the time, that I may not be able to hug all of you and I may not be able to see all of you. But one thing I can tell you right now is that I love you and I appreciate you and I want you to show up. And in whatever capacity that is, I want you to know that you are living a rich life. And last but never least, I want you to know that God is watching over you. And even though you may not be perfect, even though we all may not be perfect, that there is a plan that is for your life. There is a calling that is on your life. And you need to answer the call. You need to answer. And that's what I am here to tell you. Answer the call. Because it's there. So thank you once again. That was emotional at the end. I'm sorry. But when I start talking about A Rich Life, man, that's like my heart and my soul. Like, y'all just don't know. Like, that is my everything. Like, this place is where I feel God. So anyway, let's show up. Let's be real. Let's be us. Girl, I want you to use the hashtag A Rich Life. Hashtag A Rich Life. And I want to see how you are living a rich life. And I check those hashtags too. And right now it's just my pictures coming up. But let's create a movement. Let's create a tribe. Let's create a community. And let's begin to use the hashtag A Rich Life on Instagram or wherever you are. Use the hashtag A Rich Life. And then that way I could see you and I could follow you on Instagram and you could follow me on Instagram. We could be like Instagram pals. Like, we'll just know each other. Be like, yeah, boo, you see how she living A Rich Life? So right now, I think it's like 800. It may be like 800 hashtags that are A Rich Life, and probably a lot of them are mine. But I want to create a community, and I want us to grow, and I want us to be able to see each other using the hashtags. Please, let's use hashtag A Rich Life. And then that way, we're kind of just building a community. And then also tag me too. Like, just tag me if you're like seeing something or loving something that I'm saying on the podcast. So thank you all so much. I can't believe I'm almost at 30 minutes, but you know, whatever, it's fine. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up in the world. Thank you for living a rich life. And thank you for joining me on Instagram so that, you know, you can see who this woman is behind the mic. Like, follow your girl. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Live a rich life, and I will see you all real soon.